For months, a perfect storm has been brewing on Cape Cod and at other summer vacation spots around New England. Low unemployment, a booming regional economy, and the lack of visas for seasonal foreign workers has hit the hospitality industry hard. You might see it in slower service in restaurants and hotels, or even no service, as businesses try to make do with fewer employees. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman visited some Cape Cod businesses and has this report.
About 4 million tourists a year escape to the Cape. To keep them fed, housed, and happy requires an estimated 20,000 temporary workers.
Our son, he went out one day and got 5 jobs in the same day. One day. It is not difficult to get a job here.
Jane Nichols Bishop should know. She's president of Peak Season Workforce. Her Cape Cod company helps restaurants, resorts, and hotels navigate the complex and expensive federal process to obtain temporary work visas for foreigners.
We simply do not have enough Americans in our area to do temporary jobs. Americans want a year-round job, but many of our businesses are seasonal, temporary.
30 years ago, to address the seasonal worker shortage, Congress established a special guest worker program, allowing companies to hire foreigners to perform temporary, non-agricultural jobs. And every year since, lawmakers have set annual quotas on the number of so-called H-2B visas.
It is the most highly regulated work visa in the United States.
Employers seeking H-2B visas for workers have to prove they're a seasonal business. They have to advertise for local workers first and pay the prevailing wage. The Departments of Labor, Homeland Security, and State Department all have a hand in the H-2B visa program.
H-2B visas are temporary work visas. It does not displace an American. They cannot lead to citizenship. And without the H-2Bs for this season, the Cape will survive, but it will not thrive.
Tourism is a billion-dollar-a-year business on the Cape. The season now runs 8 months a year, and every year, companies eagerly await Congress's annual determination that sets a cap on the number of H-2Bs that are available. It's become an annual mad dash competition.
We simply don't have enough people to operate our business. We wouldn't be able to operate our business without them.
Mike Potenza of the Lobster Pot in Provincetown says the restaurant applied for the visas the very first day applications were accepted and luckily got all of the H-2Bs it needed.
But it was a very difficult, very contentious battle. We file our paperwork exactly as we should, exactly on time, and then we're literally at the mercy of the government to process those applications and clear those workers in time for us to put them to work for our season.
2 years ago, Congress made 66,000 H-2B visas available nationwide. And as it had done in years past, it permitted foreign workers who previously had visas back into the country without affecting the cap. Then last year, lawmakers decided to nearly double the cap, but eliminated the exemption for past visa holders. They left it up to Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to decide just how many H-2Bs to authorize. Kelly wasn't having it.
I wish Congress had not given me the 66,000 option. My sense was when I first took this job, if Congress had wanted it to be 129 or whatever thousand, that's what they would have passed.
And so now, amid uncertainty and confusion, with the tourist season in full swing, Cape Cod employers have been scrambling to find workers, says Jane Nichols Bishop.
They're usually behind the scenes. They're the housekeepers you don't see. They're the folks doing the dishes in the kitchen, prepping the food. It's the invisible workforce that supplements the American workforce. That's what H-2B is.
People like Anthony Anglin, a line chef from Jamaica.
I'm really lucky. And I love it here. It's really awesome working here at Moby Dick's.
This is Anglin's second season working the fryers at Moby Dick's in Wellfleet. He was already in the U.S. when the new rules went into effect and had many seasonal job offers. But with the H-2B visa limit still in limbo, some of his fellow Jamaican workers weren't as fortunate.
It's very, very hard. Because some of my friends went back home and they couldn't come back on the H-2B visa. I hope things change.
Todd Barry, the owner of Moby Dick's, was lucky because he offered Anglin his old job while Anglin was still in the United States on an H-2B visa.
We're really fortunate here. I had asked for 9 H-2B visas, people that worked for me from last year, and I've got 4.
So faced with a shortage of seasonal workers, Todd Barry hired other foreigners, students.
Hi, I'm Bojana. I'm a J-1 student. I come from Serbia.
20-year-old waitress Bojana Savanovic has a student J-1 visa. The Cultural Educational Exchange Visa allows her to travel and work in the U.S. for up to 5 months.
I wanted to visit America to meet the country and the culture and to improve my English skills also.
J-1 workers are a short-term fix to a longer-term problem. Students have to go back to school at the end of August, but the Cape season runs through mid-October. That's why Todd Barry says he prefers experienced H-2B visa holders. They can work from the beginning of the season to the end.
You try and put the pieces of the puzzle together. You know, I'm hearing some horror stories in P-Town about businesses getting no one. It's just so intense.
Musicians in P-Town draw a small crowd on Commercial Street.
Thank you.
Provincetown, at the end of the Cape, is where the worker shortage is most acute. During the winter, the P-Town population shrinks to about 1,000. In the summer, it swells to nearly 90,000. Paul Melanson, co-owner of Tin Pan Alley Restaurant, says rather than go through the expense and bureaucracy to qualify for those H-2B visas and the anxiety waiting for Congress to decide how many to issue, he hires foreign undergrads who visit the states on those J-1 visas.
As far as our labor shortage this year, I was worried about it in the winter and the spring, but I sponsored 17 J-1 students, and they all got their visas. So I'm completely 100% staffed and maybe even overstaffed by one or two people.
But the downside, compared to J-1 student workers, H-2B visa holders are usually older, more mature, and experienced.
The J-1s are students, so you're not getting a real skilled workforce. You know, you're training them on the job for the most part.
During the height of the summer crunch this year, Cape tourists can expect slower service and longer lines.
Nobody clap! What I'm about to show you is the hardest trick, harder than all the other tricks in the show combined.
A street performer does his act near the Lobster Pot. The vibe at the Provincetown landmark is laid back. The restaurant is P-Town's largest private employer. 40% of the workforce, 60 employees, are on H-2B visas. Restaurant spokesman Mike Potenza says to attract seasonal foreign workers, it pays more than the prevailing wage and provides low-cost housing. But this year, because of uncertainty in the H-2B program, the Lobster Pot had to open a month late.
So that's a whole month that we're not buying fish from our fish vendors, and we're not buying napkins, and we're not buying all the other ancillary products that support our business. Therefore, we're negatively impacting the businesses around us.
So we have severe and real shortages here of workers, and businesses have signs up all over town.
Town manager David Panagor says the economic fallout has hit P-Town hard, and there are social and political impacts as well. Residents recently decided not to make Provincetown a sanctuary city for immigrants. Panagor says people were afraid of retribution by the Trump administration.
Here in Provincetown, if we wound up in the crosshairs of the federal government, we would lose our J-1 and our H-2B visa workers is what we were concerned about, which is really the basis of our economy. So we would actually be removing the ability of businesses to pay taxes.
From Town Hall, you can hear musicians play for tourists on Commercial Street and see just beyond Provincetown Harbor. It's here that the nation's first immigrants, the Pilgrims, first stepped ashore on a foreign land seeking sanctuary from religious violence in Europe. Now, nearly 400 years later, faced with a shortage of workers, P-Town would welcome an influx of foreigners seeking temporary jobs that Americans don't want, but has to leave many stranded on distant shores. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.